Rock 107 WIRX. Right, good morning. Are you awake yet? You ready to go? I sure as hell ain't. I'm still struggling, man. This caffeine ain't kicking in as quick as I'd hope. My body's building up a tolerance to it. It's like, no, you need more, man. You need more. 712, high of 60 today, low of 48 right now. It is 48.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
All right, here we go. Scottish brewery BrewDog is planning to build a craft beer-themed hotel in Ohio. That's right. The state-of-the-art hotel, which will be called the Doghouse, will feature... That's a great name for a hotel. Will feature a craft beer spa with beer-based treatments, a craft beer tap room in every room, or a craft beer tap in every room, excuse me, and maybe best of all, an in-shower beer fridge. This sounds like heaven. Guests who stay in the luxury suite will also get to enjoy a hot tub filled with the brewer's award-winning Punk IPA. They're currently trying to raise money for the resort with a crowdfunding campaign. I think this is something I want to invest in. I'm going to have to check this out because it's like, okay, if I invest, do I get like a free stay? Do I get like a member's discount? I don't know. Either way, I think this is a brilliant idea, and there should be beer hotels everywhere. A guy spent 3,400 hours over the course of 3 years to beat each and every title in the NES video game library. You heard that right. Pitor Delgado, anyway, he goes by the name The Mexican Runner on Twitch, started on May 28th of 2014 and finished just about a week ago. His first victory was the 1990 game Wampum, which he finished in 2 hours and 11 minutes. He recently crossed the finish line with Super Mario Brothers 3, which he beat in 1 hour and 43 minutes. So there you go. Some guy beat every NES video game out there. Sadly, he has still not beaten his virginity yet. Hey-o! And lastly, here's a sentence I never thought I'd ever read in my life. The Twitter war between the Terminator and our president rages on. Arnold Schwarzenegger says that he quit Celebrity Apprentice, but President Trump says he was fired. A day after the governor announced the news, the commander-in-chief, that's right, the POTUS, took time out of his busy schedule to take a swipe at his TV replacement. On Saturday, Trump tweeted, quote, Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't voluntarily leaving The Apprentice. He was fired by his bad, pathetic ratings, not by me. Sad end to a great show. Arnie shot back writing, you should think about hiring a new joke writer and fact checker. Ooh, boy. In an interview with Empire Magazine, Schwarzenegger blamed the show's low ratings on the Donald. Though Trump was fired as the host, he was still attached as producer. Glad he still has all that free time for Twitter. Knock it off. Arnold, Schwarzenegger can do it if he wants. However, the president should knock it off. I'm surprised no one's taken his phone away yet. Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?